This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Jameis Winston, who kicked it up another notch after the game,
yes,
by the way.
He did.
If you want, we can play around with this at some point today or next week, although there's a game next week. But is he a week one starter next year anywhere? Winston, I think Darnold is. I don't think Daniel Jones is. Some of these guys are a little bit toward the middle. It'd be an interesting debate.
How lame is it if I say TBD on Jameis?
Definitely is that.
Like let's see. I don't think off of what has happened so far that I'd say yes. But, you know, he could lean into it here and they, you know, win three or four more games or something down the stretch and puts up numbers, then maybe.
If, right, Sam? Come on. If, the Browns are definitely going to win some more games. On the line is the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports, BetQL Insider, Sam Paniatovich. BetQL Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more. Just search BetQL Daily wherever you find your podcasts. Actually, I don't know if they're going to win any more games. They were even lucky to win last night, or else they'd be 2-9. Is that lame too, Sam? What do you think?
All I thought about last night when the Browns were putting on the finishing touches was you, Mike, sitting at home putting a W in your mouth. Like, that's all I could think about.
Plus the 3.5 money line and still not much, but some life in that playoff bet. Last week, you brought up, because we talked Bills Chiefs, of course, and you said if you like the Bills to win a game like decisively, which, you know, they pretty much did, kind of did, by the score anyway, bet them to win the Super Bowl then, because that's the line movement you anticipated. And was that not correct?
It worked out for sure. Now, I did bet. I had Kansas City in many teasers at +8.5. I needed 2 freaking yards on 4th and 2, and your quarterback, your otherworldly MVP favorite quarterback, decided, you know what, Sam? I'm going to get 26 instead of 2. I'm not going to end the game. I'm going to get in the end zone. So that was tough for me, man. I mean,
tell me that was a bad bet. I mean, you look at the box score and the final score. Yeah, it's a loser, but I that's one of those results where you just stare at the ceiling when it's over. I mean, they're in it the whole way. But we did, you know, the other side of that is we did say, if you like Buffalo to win the game, go bet them at 8-1 or higher to win the Super Bowl. And there is a 5-1 this morning in Las Vegas. 5-1. So not quite cut in half, but proof that the Bills are not a joke. Oddsmakers definitely take them seriously. And now going into the bye week, they get a chance to recharge the batteries and attack the home stretch. But that is a team that on a neutral field right now is favored over Baltimore and favored over Kansas City. So that's where you sit right now.
What did it do to the Chiefs' odds, and does that make them playable or not yet?
It doesn't move them that much because there's so much liability already on Kansas City. People bet them in the summer. They bet them when they win the first 9 games. And, okay, you got the Chiefs at 5-1. You want to move them to 10 or 15 as a bookmaker? Pow, pow, you're right back to 5. You know, so there's no reason to raise them. And I was talking with my friend John Murray, who books in Vegas. He's one of my best friends in the business. And he used the line basically saying the Chiefs aren't that good, but they keep winning. And you watched the game a couple weeks ago on Monday night, Van Pelt saying after they played, I believe it was Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Tampa.
Yep.
They're not unbeatable, but nobody can beat them.
Right.
You're like, right. The problem is those guys know how to win in the playoffs. And say what you want about the officials liking Mahomes and not calling certain things late. That team knows how to win in the playoffs. Baltimore does not. Buffalo wins to an extent. But you cannot, as a bookmaker, you cannot move Kansas City much higher because – you know they're going to be there, and you know they're going to be tough to kill in the playoffs.
Is there anything that you can do, that we could do with the seedings? Like, can you bet on the – I don't know that I've ever looked at it. Maybe – I don't even know if it's available on the app that I use. Because our morning guys were talking about the schedules. And, you know, the Bills' schedule a couple of weeks ago with the Niners and the Lions and the Rams, it looked pretty daunting. A point they were making this morning here on WGR, Sam, was if you remove like the easiest game the Chiefs have, which is their game Sunday with Carolina, and the hardest game the Bills have with the Lions, the Bills have the far easier schedule, like winning percentage-wise, going down the stretch here. Pittsburgh is a part of that. I think Houston's out there still for Kansas City. So like the cakewalk to the one seed, I mean – obviously, the Bills got closer, and losing to Detroit while they beat Carolina would put them 2 back. But I don't know that it's insurmountable with what the Chiefs have left and how they look.
So there are a couple markets, and MGM might not have both of them, but they are readily available in other places. So the odds on the Bills getting the one seed in the AFC is currently about 2-1. Dollar wins you 2, collect 3. Not bad. How about Buffalo to have the best regular season record, 18-1 at BetMGM? Those
wow.
are conversations that are both on the table. Look, whether people want to admit it or not, Detroit is 9-1, KC's 9-1, Buffalo's 9-2. They are a half game out of the best record in the NFL. They're going to have to do some heavy lifting down the stretch. But Detroit's schedule, as great as Detroit has been, Detroit hasn't really gotten into their division slate yet. So they still have to play the Bears twice. They have to play the Packers again, the Vikings again. They go to San Francisco. They play against Buffalo. I honestly think if you go to that game on December 15th, Detroit against Buffalo in Detroit, that probably decides the number one seed in the NFL. So, again, if you believe Buffalo can mm-hmm. do it, hello, BetMGM, 18-1 right now, best record.
That's another – I mean, this kept coming to my mind last week. That's another example, I think, of how – they're just not trusted to do that. I mean, they are just right there. Everything you just said, it was the case for it. 18-1 is a lot for a bet like that, I think. So, very interesting. Sam Panayotovic on the Wester Hotline. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We talk about NFL MVP all the time, but maybe the better conversation lately, Sam, is Offensive Player of the Year.
Whew, I sent you a ticket before we even met. I was like, let me test this guy out. Let me feel him out. I sent you that Saquon Barkley ticket from over the summer at 20-1. I also have a 25-1. He's the favorite right now. I don't know that I want to hedge it. Like, you make a bet to win the bet. You don't make a bet to get scared and hedge it. But now Derrick Henry is...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's about 2-1. And I guess the question is, do I roll it or do I buy a little off and get a little Henry? If you guys were holding Barkley right now, would you bet a little Henry just as a little hedge?
I doubt it. He slowed down a little bit, I think. And I don't know all their games, but they've got tougher games. It's still Derrick Henry, but I think if it were the other way around, I would do it. I would play Barkley. If I had Henry, I think I would want some Barkley. But not, I mean, that's one opinion, but I don't think I would. I don't love the idea of Derrick Henry going forward this year. I just like it.
He's been a guy, too, and going back to his time in Tennessee, he would be amazing for 13, 14 weeks, and then he'd have those games where he'd have 22 yards and 38 yards because he's just exhausted because he's touched the ball, you know, 25, 30 times a game. Now, it's a little different in Baltimore. There's more cooks in the kitchen there, and his diet and his nutrition and all his workouts have been much different as he's gotten older. But, that's just emblazoned in the back of my brain. He's a warrior from weeks 1 to 12, but then from that point forward, fatigue starts to kick in. That's a guy that takes a lot of contact and honestly welcomes a lot of contact. So, yeah, current market, Barkley the favorite. Henry number two, you could find like 170, 180, not quite 2-1. And then Jamar Chase at 7-1, who, let's be real, guys, if he was on a better team, he might be favored. And the other crazy part about Cincinnati, Burrow's putting up MVP numbers right now.
Yep.
This is the best season of Burrow's career, but they're not winning. It's a waste of a season in Cincinnati with Burrow and Chase playing as well as they have.
I'm nervous for Cincinnati just for selfish reasons. As a heavy fantasy player, those guys. And I have a Chase receiving yards title at 9-1, and he's the favorite now. I think that's a team that maybe even just one more loss, and with all the consternation about contracts and the sort of the reputation of the Bengals, maybe that just, maybe those guys sit. I don't know. I mean, you worry about that, whether it's him or CeeDee Lamb, maybe. My knee, you know, like, it's not fair to the players, but late in the season, even like in Lamb's case, under the big contract, but what's the point, really? So that's what makes me nervous about Chase, just selfishly.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be betting Chase at 7-1. He's calling out the coach. He's saying, we paid the kicker to make these kicks, and it's like, oh, okay, we get it. We understand you're frustrated. But that's been a guy. Do you think about Jamar Chase? He's won everywhere he's been. His entire life, I would argue, he's never been in this situation. You know, he wins all the time in high school. He wins all the time at LSU. The Bengals have been a playoff team since he's been there. He does not know how to handle failure at this point in his young career.
First in the league at in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns to this point.
Yeah. Sam, how much does Boise State getting into the bye region of the football playoff mess with the market? If at all.
So, you know, Boise's still, you know, huge favorites to make the playoff, and I do think they will get in. I don't think they're going to slip up, although there is something, Bulldog, that has to be discussed, and I'm not just trying to trigger Geary on your staff, but what happens, and I'm not calling my shot because I did lay 14 with Notre Dame. I did lay the points. But if Army beats Notre Dame, Army leaps Boise, right? They have to. Like, they would, I would think, right?
I mean, okay. Yeah. Really? That just sounds crazy.
Army.
Think about it. If Army knocks off a top 10 team in Notre Dame.
Yankee Stadium.
They're in the playoff.
Army doesn't, the football program at Army hardly exists to me because you can't bet Army in New York State. So I they're never in my mind when it comes to picks or spreads or anything like that. You can't bet the New York teams, the college teams in New York State. So, but
look, Boise, if they get in, Boise gets in the playoff, they're going to go on the road and they're going to be an 18-point dog against Ohio State or something like that. They're going to get clobbered in the game and we'll all move on with our lives, you know? Not that Army would do anything in the playoff either, but I was looking at the possibility of Army winning, which I hope doesn't happen, again, because I do like Notre Dame this weekend. But if they do beat Notre Dame, we're talking about Army going to the playoff.
Wow, that's just sounds insane to me. Do you like the Boise running back to win the Heisman?
If I had a vote, I'd probably give it to him. But for my wallet, we need Hunter. We got Hunter at a bunch of numbers, like 8-1, 10-1, 14-1. I don't think he should be minus 400 at this point in time, but to play 120, 130 snaps or more in some of these games and do it at a high level, you know, it also sort of feels like this is a culmination award for Colorado and Deion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know that they love that program. The media had Travis Hunter on both kickoff shows during the bye week. ESPN and Fox both had him on the set. Like, hey, here's your Heisman. So.
Yeah.
It feels like it's inevitable if he stays healthy, but Gentry's going to rush for 2,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. That should be getting more love. I do think that's true.
Wonder if you have another game or two from the college or pro slates this weekend, Sam, and if you can, maybe it's one of them, but we were talking about Detroit-Indianapolis. I think that's a really interesting one, Detroit minus 7.5.
I did take 7.5 with the Colts. That's coming down a little bit. There are some sevens in the market. I love Detroit, but not by that number on the road. I'm sorry. Colts are also 8-3 against the number. They've been very good for your wallet. So I do like the Colts. I mentioned Notre Dame, and I'm going to call an upset here in the SEC. Everybody keeps saying, what happens if A&M beats Texas? What happens if Auburn beats Saturday? Do not. That is the line of the week. Auburn only a 2-point dog at home. I think they're going to win.
You broke up a little bit Auburn. There. Who's Auburn playing?
Auburn this weekend, Saturday.
All right. Sam, thank you. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk again next Friday. Wait, yeah. We may not.
We won't. Yeah, Zach will sort you out.
We'll be in touch. We might not be here. All right. Thank you, Sam.
All righty.
That was the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider Sam Paniatovic. BetQL Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, where also the Sabres are minus 165. at Anaheim.
Mm.
And at San Jose, same number. Really? 165? It seemed kind of good.
Yeah, it's a little. It might be a little generous.
Generous.
The Ducks have around the same record as the Sabres.
Promising.
Yeah. All right.
Sabres and Ducks from Anaheim tonight with pregame at 9. Paul Hamilton will join us at 5:30 today. The game tomorrow in San Jose is at 8, our time. So 7 o'clock pregame tomorrow on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this. And we'll have Theo Greminger just after 4. Stay tuned.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.